it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Sounds like a plan to me. It's a snow day up here in New York. I might as well have some naked women dancing in front of me. What do you say, Joe?
Let's go to Raisins.
She loves me.
That is?
Bring some more money.
Still, oh God, one of the funniest things. Instead of Raisins.
Raisins. Raisins.
Because they were nine.
Yeah.
I think we can all figure out why it was called Raisins.
So wrong in so many ways. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out of the coast. You, the phone number, well, yeah, figure it out. We'll give it to you later. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA on this Tuesday edition of The Attack. We got a lot of ways you can get us because it's all about radio on the go. Joe, why don't you explain it to the people and we'll talk a little AFN.
All right, the peeps, so many ways to take Sports Byline with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device, all with a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all with a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And of course, as you said, Bob, last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
And you can get you some YouTube as well and stream the Raisins episode of South Park. It'll put a smile on your face and give you a little bit of a taste of home because there's nothing better than some good South Park.
And some good Raisins, too. Lexi! You'll figure out who Lexi is real fast.
Yeah.
She's one of the stars of the episode. We'll set the table, hit the ground running on this snow day edition of the Spano and Black Attack on Albert Einstein's birthday right after this.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Hey, Joe, you know how your mom always told you you were going to be Pope?
My mom never told me I was going to be Pope, but okay.
All Italian moms think their sons are going to be. Oh, that's right. That was Sal. Mine always told me, because Albert Einstein died in 1955 when I was born. And she always said he died so you could take his place.
Okay, and there you go.
And that worked out well.
Albert Einstein's birthday today in 1879. Albert Einstein was born. It's also Pi Day.
Yes.
And I don't mean P-I-E.
No.
I mean P-I. Pi R squared, toast R round.
3.14.
There you go.
That's the Bible verse I always quote.
What's that?
3.14.
3.14? Well, a couple of interesting holidays that many of you weren't aware of. What do you say we set the table and then we hit the ground running? Focus of this hour and probably some of the second hour is going to be NFL before we start rolling into first four, as we got a pair of matchups tonight in Dayton, Ohio, that tip off the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, and they're known as the first four. We have a pair of 16 seeds doing battle in one matchup. And then we have a pair of 11 seeds amongst the last at-large teams to be selected for the tournament doing battle in the other first four. And we'll get to those as we move into the second hour. But hour number one, we're going to focus on the National Football League. And the place we have to start is with one of the great pass rushers in the history of the game, hanging up his cleats, and that is DeMarcus Ware, retiring at the age of 34 after 12 seasons, despite a one-year deal being on the table, and he stated a desire to preserve his long-term health or maximize his opportunity to have long-term health and enjoy the fruits of his labor. And I don't think any of us could blame him one bit for retiring at this stage of the game with a desire to enjoy the fruits of his labor and hope to preserve as much of his long-term health as he could, when you consider what he's accomplished as an individual player and what he's accomplished in the team aspect of the game as well, Bob.
Yeah, fair all the way around. I mean, back in 2014, Denver went on a buying binge that in many ways helped propel them to the Super Bowl and a Super Bowl victory. And, you know, long time with the Dallas Cowboys, but he came in, he still had an impact. All of the guys involved in that free agent binge back in 14 have made the Pro Bowl at least once. Credit ESPN there. I didn't know that. And, you know, he has been one of the more impact pass rushers in his time in the game. And he made the Dallas defense better. When he left, they were definitively worse. And he made the Denver defense better because he tanned them up with Von Miller, and they had a hell of an impact over there. And he steps out. You know, it's funny, Joe, and it's kind of the only sport that goes down this way. But how many of these guys, when they have something left in the tank, and look, 34, he's had a good run, but it's always about, I want to make sure I'm preserving my long-term health. And it's exclusive, really, to football.
It really is, Bob, and it's nice when you're great in a game like this and you get to go off and you get to leave on your own terms as opposed to having somebody tell you it's time to leave. But I think DeMarcus also saw the handwriting on the wall as far as being productive. He's no longer that player. He is still there's still something left. But last year was another injury-riddled year following an injury-riddled 2015, where he did have 7.5 sacks, but he only played in 11 games. Last year, in just 10 games, only 4 sacks. So I think the handwriting was on the wall. Could he squeeze one more year out of that body, make a few million dollars? Sure, he could have. But really, when you look at it, what's left to accomplish after 12 seasons in this league at 34 years of age? You have 138.5 sacks, which is 8th on the all-time list and the most since he entered the league. In his 12 seasons, 8 of those years with double-digit sacks. Pro Football Hall of Fame, second team, all-2000s team. Been to the Pro Bowl 9 times in 12 seasons. 4 times, first team, all-pro. And oh yeah, he went over to Denver, and he ended up being a key and pivotal member and a huge contributor to a team that won the Super Bowl, and he went a long way as being that second pass rusher and help launch and vault the career of Von Miller and turn him into the great player that he is today. Without the attention on DeMarcus Ware, or without the offenses having to split the attention in the pass rush between Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller doesn't have that big year that he has and leading that Denver defense to propelling Denver to that Super Bowl. So it's not as though DeMarcus Ware went to a team, won a Super Bowl when he wasn't a contributor. He was still a huge piece of that Denver Broncos defense that led them to that Super Bowl, Bob. So all credit goes to DeMarcus Ware. There's really nothing left for him to accomplish on the football field as an individual star and as a team player, as he's gotten all the accolades and won all the awards as an individual player and was able to hoist a Lombardi trophy before he walked off into the sunset. So there's really nothing left for him to gain. He's got personal fortune and wealth and fame as well, so why not preserve, you know, your long-term well-being? And in a few years, he'll be wearing one of those gold jackets as he'll be a first ballot inductee into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, no question about it. And you know, it's funny. That's why I mentioned Von Miller as well. He became a great player alongside DeMarcus Ware. And, you know, again, you look at the impact at this point in his career, there's not much left. If anything, and this is what they talk about a lot of times when you interview players, and we talk about it all the time, they'll always reference another player that had a big impact on their career, how they learned from that player, how to prepare for Sundays, how to keep their body intact, and all the various things that go along with it. And we haven't had the opportunity to interview Von Miller, but I would wager that if you got him in an interview situation today or tomorrow and you talked about DeMarcus Ware, that would be the kind of thing that would be coming out of the mouth of Von Miller, is how he learned, how he grew, how he impacted his career. And for Denver, I'm sure they're hoping that Von Miller will, because he's a veteran now, he will take somebody under his wing who can be an impact guy down the line and perhaps do the same thing that DeMarcus Ware did for him. Look, Von Miller's a very talented guy. There's no question about it. But I'm sure playing alongside and being lockered alongside DeMarcus Ware helped impact his game in a very, very positive way. And I'm sure Denver will like to keep that continuity going.
Oh, there's no question. And it's just also the impact on the field in his 3 years in Denver. Yeah. He comes over in that first year in 2014, and basically he plays every game, all 16 games, and he has the 10 sacks. And then in 2015, the year the Broncos won the Super Bowl, it was a little bit of an injury-riddled year, but in his – and the back problems started up. But right, in his 11 games, he had 7.5 sacks, and him being on the field, commanding that attention, helped free up Von Miller to truly emerge. And as you said, you talk about the teaching and now Von Miller paying it forward. You know, he was influential and he was a part. Because one thing players will tell you when they are on a Super Bowl team that they don't play a part of and a role of in their success, a lot of times, yeah, they've won a Super Bowl, but they don't feel like they were a part of it. Mm-hmm. And certainly that wasn't the case with DeMarcus Ware. He was a big part of Denver's Super Bowl championship team. So there's no holes in his resume and nothing that could be missing from his career. That's where we'll continue it next before we move on to other NFL news here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, talking to some DeMarcus Ware, and as well we should, one of the great pass rushers in the history of the National Football League. And you know, it's funny, Joe, I was looking at his stat line and everything and how dominant he was for such a long period of time. You know, when he first came into the league, and it was back when you still had the stigma of the small school, is he going to be good enough? And also, I remember the questions at the time. They knew he could get after the passer, but was he going to be a tweener without a position? And he answered all those questions and then some for the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, there's no question. Let's run down the dominance of his stats, and, you know, then we'll kind of move on, because I think we've chronicled the career of DeMarcus Ware quite well. And, you know, in that he's had every personal accolade. He was a contributor to a team that won the Super Bowl, so he was a part of a team that won that ultimate prize, and he's had that ultimate team achievement. He's had wealth. He's had fame. There's nothing left, and he's no longer that dominant player. And, you know, you talked about the numbers. He broke into the league as a rookie and had 8 sacks, made a nice impact, and you could see he was on his way. From there, Bob, 11.5 sacks, 14 sacks, 20 sacks to lead the league, 11 sacks, 15.5 sacks to lead the league, 19.5 sacks, 11.5 sacks. So there's 7 consecutive years of double-digit sacks. He then has that injury-riddled, less than great year in Dallas his last year, 2013, at age 31, and he only has 6 sacks, and the Cowboys let him go. He latches on with Denver, and right out of the box, he has a 10-sack year and is healthy for all 16 games. The year that Denver wins the Super Bowl, he's very, very effective in the 11 games that he plays, 7.5 sacks. And again, lining up opposite Von Miller, he commands attention. So it's not double, triple, quadruple teams on Von Miller, because DeMarcus there, Ware is still there to make you pay. And Von Miller emerges as a true star in this game, thanks to having DeMarcus Ware next to him on the field. And as you talked about, off the field in the locker room, here's a little trick. Try this with the shoulder. Here's this rip. You know, some of the techniques to add to his pass rush game. 2016 was injury riddled, and he just wasn't the same player at 34 years old. He would take the field this year at 35 years old. I can't see what is to be gained. And I'm not silly enough, and I know you're not either, to say that if he did come back, he'd tarnish his legacy. Remember how mad everybody got when Michael Jordan returned to the Washington Wizards and they said he was going to tarnish his legacy? I never say that. Guy wants to play, let him play. But I think this was the right time after 12 years at 34 going on 35. This was the right time for DeMarcus Ware to retire. There's nothing left for him to prove as a team player or as an individual player. There's no accolade missing. He dominated the game as one of its great pass rushers. And I think, you know, a few years down the road, he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he's going to be wearing a gold jacket in Canton, Ohio, and making one of those great speeches.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I also think he'll hit the Ring of Honor in Dallas, which they always do, and Jerry would be a fool not to do that. You know, it's funny. You got me thinking when you made the Michael Jordan comment, Joe. I would love to see Jim Gray, because it would have to be Jim Gray, of course, that would ask Michael, do you feel that that last year that you tarnished your legacy by coming back, and the hysterical laugh, or actually it would be a snide look, that Michael Jordan would give any reporter, and I always use Jim Gray because he's a buffoon, and, you know, Michael Jordan is still the highest paid endorser in the entire world of sports. So I don't think that legacy was tarnished too much.
And he revolutionized, and, you know, forget about everything. Like you said, I think you said it well, and Michael Jordan revolutionized sneakers.
Yeah.
You know, you hear Lonzo Ball's dad, and boy, he needs to shut up. You
That's
know, talking about the billion-dollar sneaker deal. There are no billion-dollar, there's no even discussion of billion-dollar sneaker deals if it's not for Michael Jordan and the Air Jordan franchise. You know, LeBron James and his big sneaker deal don't exist the way they do without Michael Jordan and him really revolutionizing sneakers. So the tarnishing of the legacy, I think, is ridiculous anyway. You know, I know the last year in Washington, first year in Washington was actually quite good. The last year was something of a joke, but hey, he went out on his own terms. And a lot of times great athletes hang on a little too long. Michael hung on a little too long. DeMarcus Ware is leaving on top. It's time to go. We'll see you in Canton. Enjoy the rest of your life. May you have great health, great family life, great personal fortune, and everything else. That's really not much more I can say. You know, nothing but the best of DeMarcus and congratulations.
Yep. Health, health, health.
Exactly right.
800-878-PLAY.
Exactly. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Let's stay with the Cowboys / the Broncos here. And it'll also expand out to the Houston Texans. You know, we've heard an awful lot about Tony Romo. Cowboys are going to trade him. The Cowboys can't find a trade partner. The Cowboys are going to release him. And I guess we should get everybody caught up on the latest saga that is Tony Romo. Now, here's the realities for me, and I don't know if you agree. The Houston Texans' window of opportunity is closing incredibly quickly, and they are a football team right now built to win now with a coach, as you said, who might be a little bit on the hot seat in Bill O'Brien as, well, they've gotten to the playoffs. They've won the putrid AFC South, but they never make any noise, and they need a quarterback. You freed up all this cap room by moving out Brock Osweiler, and you paid a second-round pick to do so. And, you know, again, I get it. And I get that you don't want to give up any more assets for somebody that you may be able to get when the Cowboys release him and he becomes a free agent, because Denver's kind of drawn the line in the sand, and they said, you know, we'd like to have Romo. You know, and you can, you know, there's word that they've had no meetings on Romo, but I think we all know that's not true. The realities are, with the gravitas the Broncos have because they have won a Super Bowl within the last couple of years, they don't have to reach for Tony Romo. There's no desperation there. So they can draw the line in the sand, and if he falls to them under the right conditions, they will happily take him. If not, they won't sweat it, and they'll go to war with Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch and see where they go. That's it. The Houston Texans have no such luxury. There's no Super Bowl championship in their back pocket. And the landscape in the AFC, and specifically the AFC South, is changing. I expect eventually Jacksonville in the next couple of years will be very good, whether they find a quarterback or not. They may be surrounded with so much talent, they may be able to hide whoever the quarterback is, whether it's Blake Bortles or somebody else. Tennessee's become Patriots South. They know exactly what they're doing with John Robinson as their general manager, and they're killing it. And they still have a draft to go and plenty of money in free agency to play with. So, and the Indianapolis Colts, they seem to be headed in something of the right direction, and they got the best quarterback in the division in Andrew Luck. So it's only a matter of time before the Houston Texans, who are poised to win now, are not getting any younger, don't have a quarterback, slip all the way back in this division. Wouldn't you want to strike while the iron is hot? And I understand the resources you spent to move out Osweiler because of the salary drain on the cap and the conflict that he had with Bill O'Brien. But here's the realities. Yeah, maybe here's a situation where you're bidding against yourself, but I don't care. Just make sure you go get Tony Romo. Call Jerry Jones and say, listen, you guys know you really can't swing much of a trade, but we want to make sure that we get Tony Romo, and we know he wouldn't mind moving up the road here. We'll give you a fourth-round pick in this year's draft. It'll give you an opportunity to go out and replace, you know, maybe there's a place where you can use some resources to go replace your right tackle, as Doug Free has abruptly retired the other day. Again, long-term health concerns.
Right.
So, you know, if I'm Houston, and I understand, you don't want to keep giving away draft picks on this quarterback position just to fortify it on the very short term, because Romo's not a long-term answer. But as we've talked about, their window's very quickly closing. They need to strike while the iron's hot. So they need to do something that maybe in some ways doesn't make sense, get into a bidding war against themselves, but make sure Romo doesn't hit the open market. Because when John Elway goes to talk to him, he may be able to make a more compelling case than Rick Smith can make, and then guess what happens? You don't have Romo. You cleared out the space, but you don't have a quarterback either, and you don't have a chance. And the next thing you know, the window slams closed right in your face, and you never climbed through it. So if I'm Rick Smith and I'm the Houston Texans, I'm dangling a mid-round pick, say, let's get this trade done. It'll help you. Mm-hmm. You'll have an extra draft pick because you have some things to fortify defections in free agency on the defensive side of the ball, Doug Freeze retirement, and we got to have a quarterback here to climb through that window. So let's consummate this deal. Let's make it happen. Maybe for the Texans, in some ways it doesn't make sense, but in so many ways it makes so much sense that they just need to do it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I don't know if this is just poker being played, and in the end, ultimately, they're going to make their move. The assessment that you gave of their division is spot on right, and we've been talking about that for a long time. I want to weigh in on my thoughts on the other side of this, because I think there's more to it that needs to happen for Houston for even more specific reasons.
Fair enough, Bob. We'll do that next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way it goes, isn't it? You know, Joe,
it's...
I love some of these. I really do. You know, the other aspect of it, you talked about the window possibly closing. Would it be fair to say that the defensive version of Adrian Peterson being Superman to a certain degree has been J.J. Watt?
I guess that's fair. Sure. I mean, and we've seen his mortality. He goes for the back surgery. We anticipate a return of, you know, the same J.J. Watt, but we haven't seen him on the field yet, so we don't know.
And he's battled through some pretty significant injuries and not missed games, you know, the past where other players would have stepped aside. That being said, would you also agree that he's the best player on their team?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question there.
Okay. Well, you know, if you look at last year's playoffs, if you had had a Tony Romo in place going into that playoff game as opposed to a Brock Osweiler, even without J.J. Watt, the way that team is built, they might have made some noise in the playoffs instead of going out with a whimper. And I think if Houston is looking at it from a balanced point of view, I don't think there's a fourth-round draft pick anywhere that's going to have the impact that getting Tony Romo onto your football team and putting him in as quarterback could in any way, shape, or form possibly have, unless you just, you know, inadvertently hit a home run and got an all-timer with your fourth-round draft pick. And to me, you know, I get it. Draft picks are the chips. It's how you build. You don't want to give up. But I would just look to the playoffs from this past year. This team is still going to be a powerhouse team if they have a legitimate quarterback back there who can throw the bleeping football accurately. One thing about Tony Romo, he can throw it accurately. Now, look, they got to keep him on the field, which is not the easiest of tasks. But even at that, the balance of the scales, a fourth-round pick and getting Tony Romo back there on the hope and the prayer that he can stay intact for 16 games, well, bleep it, I'm going with Tony Romo because my window's slamming shut quick. You got to have a quarterback.
You do. I mean, and when you look at what's there, you know, you look at this defense, and it's one of the best defenses in the game, especially when J.J. Watt if J.J. Watt returns healthy. They stop the run well, and they get up after the quarterback, and even with the loss of A.J. Boye, they still have a terrific secondary, and they have a draft to replenish it further. Offensively, the offensive line is extremely solid. DeAndre Hopkins is one of the very best wide receivers in the game. Will Fuller can get open against anybody. I don't know that he can catch the football, but, it's almost like in The Replacements. The real fast guy, and I have to put Stickum on his hand. So don't throw it to him. Don't even cover him. He can't catch the ball. That's Will Fuller on some level. He's Edward Scissorhands. He's got all the physical skills in the world except the ability to catch the ball with any consistency. Lamar Miller, backed up by a couple of pretty good running backs. So offensively, they have the weapons to be a dynamic offense. The thing they're missing is the quarterback. Obviously, they weren't sold on Brock Osweiler, and anybody that watches could understand why. Tom Savage was given an opportunity. He didn't make very many plays, let's be honest. You put Romo there, as we talked about, does it necessarily make sense to get into a bidding contest with yourself? Probably not. But you know what? If you end up waiting Dallas out and saying, you know what, I'm going to show them. I'm not going to give up anything for him. Well, he might just go up the road to Denver. John Elway can tell a pretty good story, and the proof's in the pudding. And then what do? You've cleared out Osweiler in that salary cap space. Now you're going to have to go to war with Tom Savage. And it could hold you back. And by the time the window of opportunity closes, you didn't climb through it. So stop messing around. Invest the fourth round pick. You've gone this far. Get Tony Romo in the fold and take a shot in an AFC that outside of Oakland, New England, Pittsburgh. I'm not sure for 2017 how many real good teams there are. Yeah. So you might want to take this opportunity while it's there for you. Because by 2018, you may be looking up at a lot of teams in that new look AFC South.
Fair enough. You know, don't forget too, Joe, if they go with Tom Savage, don't forget Savage had an opportunity to win this job before.
And he gave it right back to Brock Osweiler.
And they went out and got Brock Osweiler. So,
Even after they benched Osweiler, didn't stay in there very long. Savage didn't stay in there very long. They went back. He got the concussion. They went back to Osweiler, and they never lifted Osweiler again.
Right.
Even after Savage was healthy because he didn't do enough. Yep. He didn't make any plays. No touchdowns. Yep. No interceptions. He didn't make any plays. He did the Trent Edwards.
Yeah.
Make any plays. Yep. He did not make any plays, and you can't win that way. So we've talked Romo. We've talked DeMarcus Ware. I guess the other story, I mean, obviously there's, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, you know, partying on a rooftop, you know, having his TMZ moment, you know. The young lady certainly, again, it looks like to me Much Ado About Nothing, and I wasn't privy to the entire conversation. But rumor is, after all this went down, she decided to hang out with him anyway. So everything's fine, it seems. But, you know, and this girl certainly didn't seem shy about her tatas. That's for sure.
No.
She was pointing at him. She was pointing at Zeke. Basically, I guess she was implying he wants these and I'm going to give them to him. So he decided to show them to the world. He went to do it a second time. She kind of playfully slapped them and then showed them to the world the second time herself. So, again, because it's Ezekiel Elliott, he's a public figure, and some of the domestic violence issues that he's had in the past or alleged to have had in the past, this story gets a lot more attention. But the realities are, in this case anyway, it looks like Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the only thing is that Elliot has dealt with the domestic violence situation before, and I will be curious to see how the league deals with this.
Well, they'll investigate. I don't think anything will come of it, but they certainly will investigate. They won't leave any stone unturned, as that is what they do.
Yep. You know, I mean, hey, it's Mardi Gras. It's how you get the beads.
And there you go. And she had some bodacious ones. She earned her beads,
nice.
That's for sure. They sure were.
Nice.
Let's take a couple of other areas. Running back market seems very, very tepid as Adrian Peterson visits everybody and everybody lets him leave without a contract. Latavius Murray, Jamal Charles, they're going to visit the Seahawks next. And Latavius Murray has made a couple of stops as well and has come out without a contract. The market for high-priced free agent running backs is extremely tepid right now. And eventually that market's going to settle. And guys like Murray, guys like Jamal Charles, guys like Adrian Peterson, they're not going to get very much money. You know, and Peterson and Charles are older backs coming off in certain levels of injury and or ineffectiveness, relatively speaking. So we understand that. Latavius Murray is a young back who's had a couple of very good years, but they just don't value running backs. And people always think that they can, and teams always think they can sit and wait, get younger and cheaper. It's a loaded running back draft this year. So don't be shocked if all these guys get one-year show-me deals, even though going into the market once, in the case of Peterson and Charles, they were cast adrift by their teams. I'm sure they thought they'd make visits and get sopped up pretty quickly. And it seems that all these teams are more than willing to let these guys leave without signing them to a deal, Bob.
Yeah, it's a fair statement all the way around. I mean, you know, even the headline on CBS Sports, Murray, Charles, Cook to visit. Which doesn't belong and why? Well, we know which doesn't belong and why, because he ain't old and he's got tread left on the tire because, well, he's just coming out of college. But, you know, this is how devalued this position is at this point in time. And look, there's no getting around it. The calendar doesn't lie. When you hit 30 as a running back, you're pretty much done. And Peterson has defied Mother Nature and Father Time and any other biological unit you want to put in there. And this is the reality. I'm not saying he should swallow his pride necessarily and go back to Minnesota. But even with the bit of bad blood that happened, maybe that ends up being his landing spot because it's a place he's comfortable. And don't forget, too, with Adrian Peterson, Joe, to a big degree, the offenses that are being run don't fit him anymore. And
well, he's a classic two down back, Bob. He's not a factor either in the passing game coming out of the backfield as a pass catcher because he's not a natural route runner or pass catcher. And he's never really shown an ability or an inclination to pick up the blitz. So he's a two down running back in a game where, well, he's actually becoming a one down running back because they throw it 60% of the time. And that means there's a chance he's off the field for much of that. He's over 30. As you said, he's defied Mother Nature and Father Time. He'll get a job somewhere, but his price is going to have to come down. Jamal Charles has dealt with a lot of injury, and he basically showed he couldn't come back from that knee injury last year. You know, he had the torn ACL in 2015. 2016, three games, I think he carried the ball in total for like 40 yards on the season. Constant knee soreness. So he's a guy who's, if he's going to get any sort of offer, it's going to be a strictly show me deal because he hasn't shown anybody he's healthy. The one that surprises me is Latavius Murray.
Yep.
You know, a young quality back who's proven to be productive in this league. But again, it's a rich running back draft. Teams think they can get a guy for $500,000, $600,000 in the mid rounds that can replicate that production. So I don't think any of these guys is getting a rich deal. And then there's Jared Cook, tight end extraordinaire, who lost his job to Martellus Bennett in Green Bay. He's going into Seattle as maybe, you know, that's a guy maybe if they do bring him in, maybe Jimmy Graham goes after this year as it's the last year, I believe, of his deal. You know, basically maybe they're shuffling subject chairs there and trying to get some cost certainty at the tight end position and a quality guy. So, you know, that's some major news as far as movement and at the running back position, really. Another position that's gone incredibly soft, the defensive tackle market. You know, that's been amazing. Guys like Jonathan Hankins, Dontari Poe. You know, here's big-time productive defensive tackles. In Poe, he's a big-time brand name, Pro Bowl defensive tackle. Market's very dry for him. Very tepid for him. He shows up places, has his meetings, they let him out of the building without a deal. I haven't heard anybody rumored on Jonathan Hankins to the point where if the Giants clear up some room, he's going to end up back in New York with the Giants.
You know something? This would be Jerry Reese's dream. And it's amazing how soft it has been. There's a little nibbling, and we'll finish it up on the other side with that, but soft. I have to tell you, that's been more surprising than what's happened with the running backs.
Yeah, because we knew that running backs were being devalued, and we knew it was a loaded running back draft. But these defensive tackles, it's hard to explain. And we'll wrap up hour one talking about that next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The two of you are a disaster. And together, you're beyond description.
Stick it with it, sun don't shine. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe, we're talking defensive tackles and why there hasn't been any movement. The only one that signed of any note is Benny Logan, who went to the Chiefs. And, you know, again, there's good players out there. To me, it's been inexplicable the lack of movement in that particular position. But there is a second wave of free agency to come. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, Benny Logan goes to Kansas City, and that spells the end of Dontari Poe in Kansas City. He's going to move right on, and we'll see where. Jonathan Hankins has really remarkably little noise for a terrifically productive run stopper and capable interior pass rusher. So I think it bodes well for the Giants, despite the fact that they have almost no cap money available. You know, maybe Shane Vereen gets cut in a cost-cutting measure, JT Thomas, and they find a way to bring back, you know, really the entire core of that defense, which was growing as the season went on, and I figure another full year of them together, they're going to be incredibly dangerous. Some of the other moves they've made to fortify the offense, and they have an entire draft to finish up. It'll be a very, very dangerous football team next year, the New York Giants. And, you know, you talked about the defensive tackle market. Brandon Williams was the only other one that really signed, and he went back to the Ravens, and he did get a big deal. Everybody else has been a whole lot of nothing. You know, Benny Logan, Sly Williams, guys like that. Nobody got big deals. And there are a lot of quality defensive tackles out there on the open market, which you may be able to get for a song and a dance this year, Bob, and
entirely
win free
possible
agency and help your team.
Yep, no question.
That's a wrap on hour one. Hour two, a little bit more NFL, a little bit of college basketball. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We urge everyone to listen to state
and local leaders and public safety officials to follow their warning and closure notice.
That advice from the White House spokesman Sean Spicer, who says President Trump is also concerned about the Northeast as a blizzard's bearing down on it, expected to dump about a foot of snow on New York today and 18 to 24 inches further inland.
He has directed his acting FEMA administrator to lean forward and be prepared to help states should they require federal assistance.
Even if you're not in the blizzard zone, you could be suffering today as FlightAware reports over 5,700 flight cancellations as a result of the storm. It turns out Washington, D.C. is not getting as much from the storm as was earlier believed it might, but German Chancellor Angela Merkel's White House visit that was scheduled for today has been postponed till Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
A Pennsylvania fire chief telling people to get rid of their hoverboards. At a news conference yesterday, Harrisburg Chief Brian Enterline said one of those toys caused a fire that killed a 3-year-old girl over the weekend. The Federal Consumer Product Safety Commission is investigating. It says it's had reports of problems with hoverboards, including fires, but it says this is the first U.S. death resulting from a hoverboard battery fire. The road remains bumpy for that House GOP health care proposal. Here's the latest from USA's Joe Gomez.
The Secretary of Health and Human Services is rejecting a congressional report on the Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare.
We believe that our plan will cover more individuals at a lower cost and give them the choices that they want.
Tom Price says the Trump administration disagrees strenuously with the Congressional Budget Office report that says 14 million people would lose health insurance coverage next year under the GOP plan.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
A new analysis by the American Public Transportation Association finds the portion of the president's $1 trillion infrastructure plan that applies to mass transit could create millions of jobs.
It could help create about 10 million jobs over the next 10 years.
Dick White with APTA says it would have other positive economic benefits as well.
What it does is it helps people travel to both earn money and spend money.
About 35 million people use public transportation services every day. When it comes to the potential sale of Dick Clark Productions to a Chinese firm, it now looks like the show is over.
The owner of Dick Clark Productions has ended talks on a $1 billion sale to China's Wanda Group. Eldridge Industries says it terminated the deal after the Dolly and Wanda Group failed to honor its contractual obligations. Dick Clark Productions is the producer of the Golden Globes, American Music Awards, and the Billboard Music Awards. The deal would have marked the Chinese firm's first entry into television. It was originally expected to close last month. Wanda is controlled by China's richest man, and it declined to comment Monday on the collapse of the deal.
That's Mark Mayfield reporting. NCAA First Four action gets underway in Dayton, Ohio tonight as New Orleans faces Mount St. Mary's, and Wake Forest is against Kansas State. Then tomorrow, North Carolina Central clashes with UC Davis. USC plays Providence. The NCAA tourney begins in earnest on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hello? Two? Boom,
shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. You can click on our website, go to the Listen Live button, and heck, there we are. You can go to raisins.com and explore your inner raisin. But we're back with Hour 2 of the Attack. We've been talking NFL in Hour 1. We'll continue. And, of course, we will get into First Four as well, as the NCAA tournament is upon us.
It sure is, Bob. And you did mention the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. You mentioned the Listen Live link, the archived interviews. We should also let people know that if you want to take the network on the go, download one of the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And, of course, let us never, ever forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. If we're giving you that little bit of a taste of home, and we're giving you a little warmth and comfort in the dark days. And, you know, whether you're abroad or whether you're living here in the States, there are some dark days when you're serving the country. We're very happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. And we thank each and every other member of the armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world. We couldn't do it without you guys. And on this Pi Day, Albert Einstein's birthday, Albert Einstein, born on this day in 1879. Again, it's also Pi Day, and I don't mean P-I-E, just P-I. As Bob said, 3.14. Up next, we'll get to the rest of the news around the National Football League, and there's some more left and some things we want to cover before we move on to First Four and start talking NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Yeah, mostly. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sledge out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. We got plenty more to talk about in hour two, a little bit NFL, some college basketball as well, my friend. But our topic of discussion was defensive tackles. And there's a couple of good ones out there, you know, of what's left.
Terry Poe, Jonathan Hankins, that right there. You need to get two-way defensive tackles. They're both there. Dontari Poe's as good as it gets. He is a great run stuffer. He also can be an offensive force for you. You can run the ball, catch the ball, throw the ball. So, you know, you really get a multifaceted weapon. You bring in Poe. Look at what Andy Reid did with him last year on offense.
Yeah.
But on a very serious note, he's truly one of those big bodies and premier run-stuffing defensive tackles in all the National Football League. And he can push the pocket a little bit in the passing game as well. He's an elite defensive tackle and really can be a linchpin to your defense. And really, while underrated, and maybe he didn't have the year he had 2 years ago, Jonathan Hankins, here's a guy who, when you know, he is an elite run-stuffer as well. He's a big body. He's hard to move. And he's a guy with the pass rush they have now with JPP and Olivier Vernon. He's a guy that can push the pocket on the inside and make sure that that outside pass rush pays dividends and that these quarterbacks have nowhere to go by stepping up in the pocket. He does a good job of pushing the pocket on the inside as well. So these are guys that you would have thought commanded sizable dollars. And really, outside of Brandon Williams re-signing with the Ravens, none of the defensive tackles have commanded sizable dollars. I haven't heard about Hankins taking any visits and even walking out without contract. So I think the Giants are going to reshuffle some dollars here. You're going to see them make some minor moves to free up enough money. And whether it's a long-term or a one-year show-me deal, they're going to keep the core and starters and key pieces of that defense together as best they can. And they're going to find a way to bring back Jonathan Hankins because of how soft that market is. Dontari Poe, he's going to end up waiting too, Bob, and then I'll let you run with this. He's going to end up waiting too. And I think he's going to end up taking a one-year show-me deal with somebody, and he's going to get plugged in, and he's going to go back out on the market because I don't see a market for him.
You know, on the NFL.com site, and that's where I'm at right now, they're ranked 3 and 4 respectively on remaining free agents. Dontari Poe third, Jonathan Hankins fourth, behind Adrian Peterson and Dont'a Hightower, who's on top. But, you know, you look at it, and they also give a list of the so-called interested teams, and they have their sources. I mean, after all, it's NFL.com. Dontari Poe, it's Atlanta, Jacksonville, and Indianapolis, which makes sense on all three fronts. As you said, it may end up being a show-me deal, but all of those teams have need in that position, and he certainly would be.
Can you imagine Jacksonville adding him to Calais Campbell and Malik Jackson? How are you gonna run on that defense?
No question about it. But the interesting thing, Jonathan Hankins sitting in the four hole, interested teams. It's blank. As you said, no visits, apparently. No interest, apparently, which, you know, look, phone calls get made. We know that. And maybe his asking price is just so astronomical that nobody is interested in bringing him in. And I don't know who his agent is, but maybe they're just asking for the moon. And they're like, nah, that's all right. We got our own and we'll pay our own. You're overvaluating yourself. And a lot of guys in free agency do that. But I'm just amazed that a guy with his ability is not getting sniffs from teams that have need. And there are teams that have need. I don't know. Maybe the Giants luck out. And Jerry Reese played the right game of poker this time around. But, you know, you talked about that upfront line power that the Giants have. With him playing next to Snacks, who is the best run-stopping tackle in football, man, if they can get anything right on offense, they're going to be a threat to go to the Super Bowl.
And, you know, they've made strides to get things right on offense. You know, again, they don't have a lot of money to go shopping in all the in Neiman Marcus in the offseason. So they went to Walmart instead.
Yep.
And those are the efforts they've been making on the offensive line. I generally think with Richburg and Justin Pugh, they've got two-fifths of it right. They brought back John Jerry. They added DJ Fluker. Eric Flowers is still there. Bobby Hart's still there. It's going to be a focus, and there's going to be multiple offensive linemen drafted. So if they figure out how to take five guys across and get capable offensive line play with Brandon Marshall, Sterling Shepard, Odell Beckham Jr., and if they follow my advice, despite the need for an offensive lineman, and O.J. Howard is there when they pick, and they grab O.J. Howard. Those are four very dynamic weapons. Paul Perkins as the lead dog at the running back position, backed up by guys like Orleans Darkwah, Shane Vereen, and somebody that they will draft in the mid-rounds of the NFL draft. This offense will turn it around, led by Eli Manning. And defensively, as I said, you know, you put Jonathan Hankins back in there next to Snacks, with Vernon on one side, JPP on the other, Okwara, who emerged a little bit in the absence of JPP as the third rotational end. Kerry Wynn will be back as well as a fourth end. Jay Bromley inside as a reserve swing tackle. You know, we all know what they got in that secondary. You know, they're loaded with corners. And Landon Collins, they may have the most complete safety in the game. In Andrew Adams, they found a third safety. If the kid Dylan Thompson, what was it, Darian or Dylan Thompson, whatever is the kid Thompson, who played very well early in the year before he got injured, if he returns and he continues to build on what he did, this is a very, very, very dangerous Giant defense that is going to be dominant and build upon what it did last year. The Giants will, you know, have a nice two-year window here if all goes right for them. And one of the key things is to bring back Jonathan Hankins. And there are no suitors. So come home, Jonathan, even if it's a one-year show-me deal.
Yeah.
Show the world what you're worth, and this Giant defense will dominate. And if the offense can come to the party at all, the Giants are going to be one of the elite teams in the NFC, and they've got about a two-year window to go do that with Eli Manning turning 36.
Yeah, and I think Jerry Reese has addressed that accordingly. You know, they're making their play now because there is only a short period of time left with Eli. It's the right decision to make. And, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, it's either the short term on some guys like that, and as you said, Hankins can do short term and go prove himself to the world. You know, even on the offensive line, Joe, with the little money that they have left, there are three guys out there that you could probably get on a one-year show me in Clady, the recently released King Dunlap, and Andre Smith is out there as well. Now, I don't know if that addresses your needs, particularly with Andre Smith, but, you know, you look at Dunlap and Clady, you bring them in on a flyer. I mean, Clady performed pretty well for the Jets. They just decided not to bring him back. And, you know, he played on a one-year last year. So nobody's sniffing around him. Maybe you roll the dice there.
They don't have the money, especially if they bring back Hankins. They've only got right now about $5.5 million in salary cap space.
All right, so that won't happen.
So literally, it's probably enough to get something done with Hankins. And until they get JPP signed to a long-term deal or do some things with JT Thomas to free up $3 million, it looks like they're going to keep Shane Vereen, so they're not going to free up that $3 million. They're kind of stuck, you know. The rest of that offensive line, they're going to have to address in the draft. They've done what they can do. They brought back John Jerry. They brought in DJ Fluker. That's going to be it. Everything else is going to be through the draft. They just don't have the dollars resources, Bob. We'll continue with the NFL discussion next year on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Soon enough. Soon enough. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto. I'm looking at the value here, man. And you're right. They'll address it in the draft.
They're going to have no choice, unfortunately, Bob. I mean, you just can't address everything when you don't have the money. And, you know, I thought they did a good job with some of the bargain basement signings. You know, I think Hankins is coming back, and that's going to absorb some things. But they may do some things on the roster, you know, guys like a JT Thomas. Again, there are some guys that they can cut to make some room. But I think from here, you know, while you'd like to see him bring in a Clady and guys like that, you know, they took their flyers already. But you'd like to see them bring in somebody more established, you know, in a Ryan Clady who has something left, but they just don't have the resources. So they'll deal with it a couple of times in the draft. They'll see what they actually have pieced together. I anticipate the interior three, once they figure out who the third guy is, across that offensive line should be pretty solid. It's the tackles that they're going to have issues with. But I think beyond that, they're going to have depth at wide receiver. They're going to have a lot of weapons to get the ball to in the passing game. And I think led by Paul Perkins, Shane Vereen, and whoever they draft, they're going to have a dynamic and interesting trio of running backs. So I don't think this is going to be a giant team with a lot of weaknesses, and I would be optimistic about the upcoming season. And I think bringing back Jonathan Hankins is a real shot in the arm for them, and it'll really help that defense.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, but they got to get him. You know, there's still going to be suitors out there, and it depends, you know, if he's willing to take the million less, let's say, that somebody else offers, the Giants get him. And if they don't, they don't.
I mean, there are no suitors, so we'll see. I think there's a chance. Just swoop in, take care of your business before somebody comes along.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my approach. You know, but as we said when we were talking, you know, phone calls have been made. Yeah. I have a feeling what his agent's asking price is has turned a lot of teams off.
Giants will swoop in. Here's what we can do. You want to do it? Because you ain't going anywhere else. Nope. That said, I guess that's really it on the major NFL news. I mean, you know, what else is there really? You know, we talked Romo. We talked the defensive tackle market. We talked running back market. We talked DeMarcus Ware. I mean, that's really about it as far as the NFL news. So what do you say we swing over to the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, the Big Dance?
Yeah.
And, you know, in our last segment of the program, we'll preview the first four matchup, as it won't take us long to get through those two games. So I want to take this opportunity, you know, I talked about it a lot yesterday, but I'll get your thoughts on it as we move through this segment. I thought the committee did an exceptional job this year. I know it was easier than in a lot of years in that there literally were no more. At most, there was one bid stolen. You could make a case that Rhode Island stole a bid. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, there were no bids stolen, as even mid-major teams that won their conference championship and won their regular season championship and dominated their league, those teams that lost their conference championship, they didn't have the resumes to be in the bubble discussion. So there were no bids stolen. No mid-major darlings outside of Illinois State that were really in the bubble discussion. So it was a very easy year for the committee to get this right. And I thought they did an exceptional job, as I think they handled the bubble perfectly. And I had no problem with any of the teams they put in, nor any of the teams that they left out. I thought they handled the bubble excellently. And I also, unlike in years past where a lot of times the brackets would be out of balance, two regions would be real hard, one would be a little easier, and it'd be one that would look like a cakewalk.
Right.
I look at these four regions, and I see incredibly balanced regions and balanced brackets. So I thought they did a great job of balancing the talent amongst all four regions. I thought they nailed the bubble and generally thought they did a pretty good job with the seeding outside of five or six issues that I can take them to task to. I wanted to get your thoughts on how you thought the committee did this year.
You know, I thought, and that's the first thing that caught my eye was in looking at the bracket, the fact that it looks like they got it right and nobody's going to have a cakewalk, which is what you want. You don't want anybody having free reign. And when we were supposed to have the woman from ESPN on to talk about Villanova, I went back and did a little research. They pretty much had a waltz until they got to Oklahoma. And, you know, that made their life a lot easier at their march towards the championship. This time around, nobody really looks like they have a free ride all the way in. So, yep, couldn't agree with you more there. As far as teams left out, like you said, URI, I guess that's the only team you can make an argument they stole a bid. I heard a little bit of bitching about Syracuse. You know what Syracuse should have done? Won a game in their tournament. Had they done it, they would have been in. And they didn't. So for all the complaining, you didn't take care of your business ultimately. And they really had no bitch. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they got it about right. There's always going to be the little kernel of argument that you get. But ultimately, you know, especially with these, and people forget this, these first four in games have made their job a lot easier. Because any discussion you're having about bubble teams pretty much gets alleviated by the fact that eight of them play to get in. So, you know, it works. And they get it right, and they get it a little better each year. So, no argument for me.
All right, excellent. Like I said, there were a few minor seeding issues. You know, I thought Wichita State underseeded again. I thought Vanderbilt overseeded. I don't care how tough their schedule was. They lost 15 games. How are they not one of the first one of those first four teams? You know, those were a couple of the ones that I saw as far as overseeding, underseeding. I don't know how they came up with Minnesota as a 5 and Wisconsin as an 8, but you know, again, pretty minor things. But if I think the committee benefited by the fact that, again, it was a full complement of at-large bids, and none of these mid-majors that dominated their leagues but didn't win their conference tournaments, the Valpos, the Oaklands, the teams of that ilk, none of them had a resume that put them in consideration for the bubble. So all the mid-majors, they were one-bid leagues this year. You know, when you look at the composition of this tournament, I talked about this a lot yesterday. You've got the six power conferences in college basketball. Big East, ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12. All sent somewhere in the area of, you know, a lot of them sent them in the area of half their conference. You know, SEC, I think, sent four. The ACC sent two-thirds of their conference. The Big East sent 70% of their conference. The Pac-12 sent half of their conference. And the Big 12 sent half of their conference. Big 10 sent half of their conference, if not a little more. And then from there, you have this strata of two or three leagues that are above mid-major and are multi-bid leagues, but they're not true power conferences and don't get treated as such. And that's the A-10. The A-10 and the AAC, they're something above mid-majors, but they're not true power conference team. They're not true power conferences, and they're treated a little differently. Their borderline teams always end up on the outside looking in. And then from there, every other conference in America is a mid-major, and outside of the West Coast Conference, which has taken over for the Missouri Valley as the premier mid-major, every other one of those conferences from the Missouri Valley on down are strictly one-bid leagues. So it was more of a power conference bracket than I've ever seen before. And there are very few opportunities for these mid-majors to make noise and get into the second weekend this year.
Yep, you're 100% right. And I'll be curious to see how it plays out. As far as the seeding, what you were talking about, you know something, you got to play them anyway. So you want to quibble about where you were put. If there was unbalance in the bracket, yeah, okay. That I could understand. But there's not. All these brackets are pretty much balanced. So you're going to have to play anybody anyway. So just shut your mouth, get your job done, you know?
Okay. Again, thought they did a tremendous job all in all. I do, again, have some seeding quibbles. And again, they're quibbles. You know, right. I think you underseeded Wisconsin, overseeded Minnesota. I think you overseeded Vanderbilt. I think you underseeded Wichita State. And I think you really hurt a Dayton team who's a 7 seed who's going to go in as an underdog against Wichita State. The other one I saw is I made a case, and I don't think I was in the minority, but I probably wasn't in the majority. After Duke won that ACC tournament with their resume, I could have made the case that you could have flip-flopped Duke and Carolina, sent North Carolina as the 2 seed to go sit behind Villanova and made Duke the 1 seed in the South. I just thought their resume was coming together and the work they did late that they were worthy of that number one over Carolina.
You know, it's funny, and we'll have to pick it up on the other side. On a day you were off, I had looked at their remaining schedule and I looked at how they were fighting through and they were starting to get players back and all the kind of stuff that we love to talk about. And I said, if they make that run in the tournament, they'll have a legitimate argument to be a number one seed. And I think they were ranked 17th or 18th in the country at that point in time. I said, keep an eye on that and see how it plays out at the end of the year. And sure enough, they won the tournament. I couldn't agree with you more, but we should pick that up on the other side.
We'll pick that up on the other side. And then the first four preview of tonight's action from Dayton, Ohio is all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We were talking a little bit of Duke before we went to break, and it was funny, Joe. I was anticipating it a little bit about a month ago, and I was looking at their schedule, and I was saying, well, you know, look, the tournament, the ACC tournament is certainly a bear, and they will have issues. But if everybody's back on the same page and everybody's healthy, it's Coach K, and they could end up being deserving of a number one pick. And truthfully, by winning the tournament, I thought they were. No disrespect towards Carolina. They've had a great year. But I thought Duke earned it.
I did as well, Bob. And, you know, I know that we weren't necessarily in the majority, but there were others. You know, when I looked at late projections from some of the bracketologists, Jerry Palm had Duke as a number one. Shelby Mast, another one of the premier bracketologists, he had Duke as a number one. And the committee themselves came out and said Duke winning the ACC title in the tournament championship could go a long way in determining the and have a say in who the number one seeds are. And then ultimately, and this is where the committee gets strange, but they have to deal with the pods and some of the geography things that they've
right.
kind of forced themselves into. But Duke ends up being the third number two, despite winning the tournament, when you said on Saturday night that if they win the tournament, they could be in discussion for a number one seed. So pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But again, all in all, the committee did an excellent job, and we're set up for a great tournament. Real quick before we preview the first four, did you have any thoughts on some of your favorite double-digit seeds that may be able to get to the second weekend based on who they match up with? I don't know how much looking you were able to do.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at it, and it's funny, pal. I mean, there's always one, but there's nobody jumping out where I'm saying to myself, geez, you know, they're going to blow past the chalk and get it done. You know, it's funny, one of the more intriguing matchups, and I have two of them, actually, is Gulf Coast and Florida State, because I think Gulf Coast, they're dunking more down now than they've ever given, and you know how I feel about Florida State's coach. But I think that's a particularly intriguing matchup. And I think watching Michigan is intriguing as well because of what happened to them during the Big Ten tournament and the way they responded as a team. And the funny thing is, if Oklahoma State hadn't lost their big man due to, you know, the heart issue, and unfortunately it happened in the preseason for them, they would have been one of those under-the-radar teams a little bit with a truly legitimate point guard, and they had a little bit size up front, where that matchup would have been particularly intriguing for me. It might not have been the matchup. But, you know, looking at it, maybe Marquette. I mean, Marquette is pretty solid across the board. Maybe they can make a run because I think they're going to beat South Carolina, but then they run into Duke. So,
well, I'll give you a couple. You said Florida Gulf Coast. They got a great shot to make the first weekend, and I couldn't agree with you more. Just Florida State and their issues, whether it be Leonard Hamilton or, you know, the way they've struggled down the stretch. And neither Xavier or Maryland have wowed me of late. And Dunk City's playing some real good ball. And as you said, they've dunked more this year than Andy Enfield's team did in that magical year where they went to the Sweet 16. So I love them to go back to the Sweet 16. I'll take you to the other side. I'll take you to the South. Kermit Davis's number 12 Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders. They get a Minnesota team that hasn't been to this tournament in a long time, did not play great ball down the stretch, maybe something of a paper tiger. And Butler and Winthrop. I like Winthrop a lot. I think this could be one of those where you get a 12 and 13 doing battle. And I like Middle Tennessee to go through to the second weekend. I'll give you a couple more. And I think one of them could come out because I think you could get a 12 and 13 over here in the East. And this is after I said the mid-majors will have no influence on the tournament. Virginia can't score the basketball again.
Truth. Truth.
Play great defense. Wilmington can score the basketball, and they're very, very good. And Florida lost all their size. East Tennessee State is every bit as athletic and actually more efficient on the offensive end than Florida. I could see a 12-13 matchup with the winner going out to the round of 16. As I said, you'll get a couple. I think there's a chance for a couple of those double-digit mid-majors to reach the round of 16, but that's where it all stops. By the time we get to the round of 8, it's going to be completely dominated by the power conferences, and there will be no Cinderella that gets all the way to the final 8 with a chance to get to the final 4. But I think you could get 2, maybe even 3. I think realistically 2 of the 16 Sweet 16 teams, just on the way this bracket falls out, have a real good chance to be double-digit mid-majors.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly understand your argument, and yeah, but I also agree with the other aspect of it. Unfortunately for the mid-majors, if any of them make the 16, that's where it ends. I just don't think they could beat the upper-tier guys, which is how the tournament wants it, by the way.
Yeah, exactly right. The mid-majors, they wear Cinderella's glass slipper on the first weekend. We get the drama. We get the upsets. By the time you get to the Elite Eight and the Final Four, it's all the big boys.
Yep.
That's what they want. That's what they're going to get. What do you say we get to a pair of first four games? I guess the first one is a battle of 16 seeds tonight. It's St. Mary's and New Orleans. Now, Mount St. Mary's just flat out, they played a hellacious non-conference schedule. Yep. They didn't beat anybody. They got blown out by everybody. I think they were like 1-8 at one point. They got things righted as they moved along through conference, made a run through the conference tournament. But they're a Northeast Conference team. They're not very good. New Orleans is the more consistent team. I think they're a better offensive team. Can't tell you I've seen a ton of them, but it is a program that's recovered from the fallout of Hurricane Katrina and what it did to that school. In a game that I don't know how much interest we're going to have in it as they go on to become a sacrificial lamb for Villanova.
Yep.
But I think New Orleans finds a way to win this game, and one that'll be fairly close, but I do think New Orleans has a little more talent than Mount St. Mary's and a couple of better pieces.
You know, I think it's going to be a really interesting game. I really do. And, you know, again, they're going to be dog meat for Villanova. But honestly, what St. Mary's went through, you talk about battle-tested. West Virginia, Iowa State, Minnesota, Michigan, Arkansas, Bucknell. I mean, they're tested.
Oh,
yeah. The other side of the coin, and this is why I like New Orleans. Again, I haven't seen them play. Eric Thomas, senior, 19.5 points, 7.5 rebounds.
He's good. I have seen. I think I saw them once. I think I saw their. It was their conference. It was their conference tournament championship game. I didn't see them before that.
Okay. Kristavius Gill, senior guard. Who? Nate Fry, senior guard. So when you have leadership at the guard position, and a guy up front that they can get the basketball to who can score it and rebound it, I think that makes for a first round win.
I do too. We go to the main event of Tuesday night's first four action. Two of the last teams in the tournament. I think this one's going to be a fun one. You want to talk about two teams that can score the ball offensively and pick it up and put it down. It's Wake Forest. It's Kansas State. I think this is going to be a fun, high-scoring affair. And whoever wins this one moves on to face Cincinnati. And I think that they'll actually have a chance to make some noise against Mick Cronin's team, although I think Mick Cronin's Bearcats are pretty darn good. But these are two pretty good, albeit inconsistent, basketball teams. And, you know, in Wake Forest, they've got a terrific, almost out-of-nowhere big in John Collins. This was a three-star recruit that Danny Manning brought in, and now looks like Danny Manning on the college level. He can make a shot from anywhere. Yep. He's a hell of a playmaker, and he is probably the best player on the floor for either of these teams, along with Bryant Crawford, the guard for Wake Forest, who they make a really deadly offensive duo. And I think in many ways, while Kansas State can keep up with them offensively, and, you know, with Wesley Iwundu and Barry Brown, they've got some dynamic pieces on offense on their own. But I think that Collins is the difference. He's the best player on the floor, and he can do so many things that in a game that definitely gets in the 80s with not a lot of defense, I think Danny Manning's Wake Forest Demon Deacons take the measure of this one.
Yeah, I'm Kansas State's playing real good basketball right now. Real good basketball right now. And I like them in this game. I like the matchup of the coaches. They're playing as a unit as opposed to you have a really, really, really good player on the other side of the ball. And if they're able to shut him down to any level, I think it's Kansas State's game for the taking. You know, a lot of credit to Danny Manning, Joe. When he moved over there, a lot of people thought he was going to go into the coach's graveyard because of Wake's lack of success in recent vintage. But he's done a damn good job of turning that program around and bringing players in. You know, a little under the tier, under the radar guys, as you said, his big man's a three-star. But he's done a good job. They played 500 in conference, and they deserve that bid. He's getting it done at Wake. It's going to be a fun watch.
By the way, you know who else was a three-star recruit that came in under the radar and went to Wake Forest? He's pretty good. Tim Duncan.
Yeah, I heard.
But I think this is going to be a fun, fun game to watch. It's going to get in the 80s. Wake has got a little more size and a little more depth, and I think they can control things a little bit on the interior and on the boards. Neither team plays a ton of defense.
Right.
But I think it'll be a hell of a game, and I do like Wake Forest in a close one. You're going the other way. You like you like Kansas State and the way they've come together down the stretch and the good ball they're playing of late to carry that momentum forward?
Yep. Nice run in the tournament before they got beat by, who was it, West Virginia.
All right. I mean, you know, again, I think it's going to be a close, exciting game. I think it's going to be a tight contest right till the very end. And I think whoever it is that emerges out of that first four game will not make it an easy Friday's work for the Bearcats of Cincinnati.
Yep. You know, I want to start with a little Lonzo Ball's daddy.
All right.
All right. I know a lot of people have issue with him, but you know something? All three of his kids look like they're going to be pretty elite players.
And he's riding the gravy train.
He might be riding the gravy train, but I'll tell you what. I also see the way the kids respond to him. He is protective of his children, and he's going to make sure that they're not exploited by anybody but him. Hopefully in a good way.
Okay. Well, that makes it better.
Nah, you know what I'm saying.
I know what I'm saying.
It's almost like Richard Williams. You know, we'll pick it up on the other side, but a lot of people didn't like Richard Williams as well. But ultimately, the success level that his kids had, it turned out for the better, and that's where we'll finish it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. He's Joe Spano. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it?
help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Welcome back. Bob Black, Joe Spano. This was fun today. You know, we started with raisins and we're ending up with LeVar Ball. Only this show takes it in that direction.
Very, very true, Bob.
You know, and I understand why. You know, the guy is a blowhard. I get all that. You know something? The difference and the way Richard Williams rubbed people the wrong way was he was always crying racism. And although whether people wanted to admit it or not, tennis was a lily white sport at the time, and there was a lot of racism. And I never really had a problem with Richard Williams because of the fact he was protecting his daughters. Many did, but you know, I think they really needed to look a little closer at the big picture. The thing with Ball, he's, you know, you never heard word racism come out of his mouth. His word is capitalism. And you know something, if your sons are in prime position to make a whole hell of a lot of money, well, God bless you. You know, I believe in that in the country. Could he go about it a different way? Yeah, I think so, because he's putting a target on his kids' back in many ways. But you know. Yeah, go for it, man. Make your money.
As you said, Bob, hopefully he's the only one that, you know, who better to exploit those kids than him? And, yeah. And I don't know, you know, and I shouldn't say that because it looks like he had at least a modicum of success. They live in a nice home.
Yeah, you know, I mean, tongue in cheek.
Yeah, but I mean, he ain't doing him any favors. He is a blowhard. He's a little abrasive. But I get wanting to protect your kids and getting them what they got coming. It's all good.
Yep.
All right, Bob, this was a fun show. Tomorrow will be fun. We'll work on getting a couple of coaches and talk a little NCAA March Madness. Whatever news comes up in the world of the NFL, we'll hit. And whatever fun and surprises we have. Again, great show. Wherever you're listening to the network, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we do it again with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.